This is No Green Spandex, episode 96, for Saturday, January 23rd, 2010. Brought to you by Emma Hanna, musician/actress. Whether it be exclusive pictures, fan art, or the latest news, it has it all. You can't be a fan of Emma Hanna without going to this site. So check it out at shyranger.com.
I watched the new Yu-Gi-Oh! Abridged episode, and the first two jokes they made were references to Joss Whedon and references to The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
What?
I'm like, those are the last two things we talked about.
It is true.
What? Yep. Why would they even do that? I don't know.
You said something like, I'll cancel your show faster than you can say Joss Whedon.
Well, that's actually funny, but I don't understand. Like, is that like a common thing for Yu-Gi-Oh?
The series didn't really take off until the guy who does it like started going out there, you know, and really riffing, where he didn't just cover whatever the show covered, and he really, really stretches it to the point where he has all these memes that came just from his show, and he revisits them once in a while. So it makes sense if you watch like every episode. But otherwise, it's just going to go over your head and just seem really random as hell.
Yeah. I could see people getting, like, annoyed at that. Like they just want the show, like, how it's supposed to be.
Well, it's abridged, which means the whole thing is he's doing the accents of the American dub, which nobody likes. So, it's kind of like your Joss Whedon stuff. It has a very small, very hardcore fan base.
You know,
it has lots of in-jokes. Lots of in-jokes.
My Joss Whedon. That's not a small fan base, but anyway.
Well, comparatively speaking to lots of other things, you know what I mean.
Well, I mean
his shows keep getting canceled, so
yeah,
it can't really grow.
It's got to be somewhat small.
Cancel from Fox. I mean, it's, okay, yeah, we've already got back.
You know it can't be huge.
I think the biggest fandom would be Buffy, because that actually lasted.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Like, yeah. That was 7 seasons. I mean,
on a really tiny network.
No. The fandom was big, though. No. I mean, to be truthful, the fandom was big. It was. I mean,
honestly, back in the day, the WB was the only station that was willing to pick up a second wrestling show. So, what do you have to tell you? It'll pick up anything. Nobody wanted SmackDown back then. Nobody did.
Some of us still don't.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
Fair point. Fair point.
Oh, my goodness. So, yes, while we're laughing at stuff that we don't want. So, the MMPR version.
I mean, we actually have to talk about the stuff we came here to talk about?
We don't have to. We're having a better time with this.
For reals.
We'll start crying in a minute.
Oh, my goodness. I rewatched like about 3 out of 4 because, you know, we missed a week, and I was like, oh, I was dreading. I was like, oh, I do not want to watch this. This is so boring. And then I sat down there and I'm just like, interesting stuff that I didn't catch before.
You know? Converted?
No, not converted. I just laughed at the scrap that I wasn't supposed to. What was the one with the deaf girl? What was that episode?
There's the gnarly gnome, or what's it called? The troll?
Different dwarf? Drum.
Yes.
Dwarf man? What's his name?
I don't know. I have no idea.
The dreadful dwarf?
Something.
The terrifying troll? What's his name?
Okay. Whatever his name is.
So they want to be all like, okay, letting the kids know that, yes, being deaf is, you know, you're not weird, you're just special in your own way.
Right.
And all this other crap. So, like, when they're doing the aerobics or dancing or whatever they want to call it, you know, all they're doing is, she's like, and turn. I mean, you can see her turn. And then the deaf girl's like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, that was like, and they did it again, too, like, later in the episode. She runs into the bar and starts trying to sign to Jason and Ernie. Like, you know they don't know sign language.
I know.
Just writing on the paper right away.
And I'm sorry, so the deaf girl is not, you know, different or weird because she's deaf. She's just stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, terrible.
I thought she was functionally retarded.
Oh my god, wow. I think if you're like frantic and scared, like signing to somebody would probably be the first thing that comes to your head. But then again, like she ran all the way into the juice bar,
yeah.
And like probably bumped into like 12 people before she got to Jason. But
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
why was Jason necessary?
I'm sorry, but everyone else looked at her like she was stupid. Like, I don't understand. Do not understand your signing. Oh, come on. Like, so she had to run to like people who, you know, could like sit there and like look at her some more.
She was drawn to the sleeveless shirt.
Jesus.
You know, so she's like, oh yeah, finally, let me take a pen and paper, write it down, stupid. Oh, I'm sorry. Like, I was watching, I'm just like, nah, man, she just don't think. Okay, and then, all right, the smart thing that she did was when her friends got all like, you know, put a spell on them and junk or whatever, she followed them along. Okay, fine, found out the hiding place or whatever. And then when they went back, you know, with the Rangers and junk, you know, Kimberly is all like, all right, you know, signing to her, all right, you know, you go behind there and whatever. And the girl already turned away from her, and Kimberly is like still talking to her. Okay, go over there. Come over there. Go.
I was a big fan of how the hideout was cleverly fortified with a giant cargo net.
Yes.
Nobody could get in there.
It's scary.
Get in there. You could just like slip right through one of the holes of the. But oh well.
And why was Squad and Bamboo like cooking food with like rubber bouncy balls? What's that about?
I don't know.
That's a special ingredient. You didn't know?
Do gnomes eat sparkly bouncy balls?
Oh my goodness. And then, oh yeah, that footage was like so badly like chopped up and junk. I mean, he's like, oh, I'm sleepy. Wait. Oh no, wait. Let's wake up again. Oh, I'm going to disappear. Wait, I'm going to come back.
Yes. I did not understand that scene at all. And like, they were like, first the footage, so he's like tying his shoes 1 second and then getting up and then sitting back down and tying his shoes again, and then they're untied again suddenly.
I can't remember that episode of Jew Ranger. Was he supposed to be drunk or something?
I don't know.
I would guess so. Jeez. Yeah.
It was just, I just had to laugh. I was just.
That's the bummer about watching these episodes again at this age. It's just like, this doesn't make any sense.
Like, I guess he could turn invisible, but like, it only works when he's like drunk, I guess. I don't know what, like.
I thought it was something like about his shoes have to be on the right foot. Wasn't that what it was?
I don't.
Like, they switched his shoes and all of a sudden he couldn't turn invisible again. I think that's what it was or something. Or maybe that was the Jew Ranger thing. God,
In this episode, there was nothing at all referring to his shoes. To he was just made so that he can play little accordion to lure the Rangers and be entranced, you know, and all that other crap, you know. But so he first lured some chicks to do a little dance, you know, and he was like, oh yes, my lovely ladies, dance for me. And then he like tells the putties to dance with them too. I'm just like, what the
fuck? That's creepy. This dude is so creepy.
Oh, he likes his teenage girls.
Oh my goodness. Yo, where's Chris Hansen? Where is Chris Hansen?
He wasn't around yet.
Oh goodness. Oh my word.
No. Oh god, for a second there I thought we had lost Spy. There he is. Okay. Thought he disappeared. And heard from you in a few minutes. There
well,
you are.
I didn't get to watch the reversioned episode, so.
You watched the original, didn't you?
Oh man.
Did you like not do your homework?
No, not for the last two. For last week's episodes, I watched those.
Oh my goodness.
Man. I watched specifically for this show. Like 5 minutes before we...
Yeah,
like,
well,
went on.
Yeah. Well, I didn't do that, and I watched it once.
I watched
once.
The VR Troopers clip. Like,
I watched it once right before we sat down to do it.
Which one was the episode where they changed the names of the weapons?
That was on Saturday, so this week. So
it was this week.
Those two, yeah, it was one of those two.
Okay, yeah, because I was just like, yo, like Billy's thing is called Mighty Mace.
Yeah, that's not a mace. That's not even fully a mace.
I think that's what the name is supposed to be.
So
no,
what?
It's still not a mace. It's still not a mace.
It's okay.
It's still a pointy thing, not a mace.
Maces have little spikes.
Yeah, but they're balls. They're both blunt objects, not blades.
I'm just like, yo, really, Mighty Mace?
did they film that episode early and then decide, you know what, let's just change the name so they're simple?
I think that episode was filmed before, was the first one where they filmed or did ADR for the weapons, and then later on they changed the names. It has to be, because that's the only episode where the names are different.
Because they must have just thought the names were too complicated, and then they changed them, and then forgot that they had them in the first episode. Or
you mean that the names were too stupid? Hello, yeah, exactly. Sorry.
Yeah, but kids can't remember five different names.
Mighty Mace.
So they just go power everything, power everything.
Oh my goodness, Mighty Mace. I'm sorry. That's no.
Yeah. No, what were the other ones? Cosmic Cannon.
Yes.
And Dino Daggers, I think.
Dino Daggers.
It's not even. Cosmic Cannon, it's an axe first.
You turn it
around. Well, you turn it around and you push it, and then it could be a cannon.
You summon it, it's an axe.
I know, right. It is, yes. Axe first, cannon later.
That's
probably
why they got rid of the names. Like, yeah, this isn't going to work. The footage does not support it.
Couldn't they have called that Astro Axe or whatever they call it in space?
Astro Axe.
Oh, my goodness. Mighty Mace. Oh, my goodness. Love that.
Miss Trini's. Not Trini's, I mean Kimberly's
was a
Battle Bow,
yes. Battle Bow. I can roll with that, but Mighty Mace, no. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's not happening. Yeah. No. Okay, and of course, look, I'm totally out of order. I know I am, but like,
it's too bad Tommy wasn't around at that point in time, because they could have given him like the fighting flute.
Wow. Oh wow. No. Thank God. Please.
Yeah, a fighting flute.
Oh, wait a minute. Which one was the episode where they had to? They were. It was Kimberly and what's her face? Trini trying to clean up the earth and crap.
That was the third episode.
Teamwork, right?
Teamwork. Yes.
Did we talk about that?
No, we only talked about the first two, because we did this on a Wednesday.
Right.
So we only talked about one and two.
And then we didn't meet last week, so.
So yeah, we have four episodes here, kids.
Well, okay.
Flipping around. Look, I'm bouncing around, because look, I mean, I'm only going up to the funny parts. Like,
all I'm doing is pulling up Green Ranger's website where it has the comparison pictures. I'm looking at those.
No, I like that.
There's Kimberly's flip.
First view.
Vulcan skull smoosh.
That's
my favorite. That's my favorite. Trini's split.
Oh yeah, and then they didn't have that many of the Batman style whatever's over there fighting when they're clearly like, you know, punching him in the gut and this and the whatever and kneeing them and junk.
They did when she went split.
Wow.
And when the putty
she wasn't even
Kimberly,
really doing anything.
The putty grabbed Kimberly, yank.
Yank. Oh, my favorite though is when like a putty or whatever was like jumped, and then they jumped out of the way and they fell into like a barrel or something and it went stuffed.
Yes. No, my favorite was when Billy fell down and it went klutz.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, that was.
Oh, there's the stuffed. I see stuffed. They're stuffed. I love it.
Stuffed.
But I just forgot how like the putties like to fondle Kim. I forgot. I really did. They really
top feels. And some of those putties are girls too, so.
Oh boy.
Oh goodness. Oh, here we go. Oh, Zordon. I love him, really. But when the Rangers are like, you know, battling, you know, whatever, and he's like, perhaps it's time for me to reveal the secrets of the power weapons.
Yeah.
When no they get up, no.
Yeah.
Duh, Sherlock. Seriously.
Yeah,
and then,
a good idea. Yeah.
And then he takes another 10 minutes. To wait. Just, let them fight. And then he pulls them back from their swords. The swords go back into their hiding places. That's what he said. And then he's like, here are your weapons. Go forth. Oh,
God.
That episode felt a bit stretched. Oh. You need to make the time.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, but look, at the end of that episode, we had a return to a... the localized rain clouds over the Rangers when they do the freeze frame at the end. I like that. The rain clouds return.
Oh, is that part of the graffiti?
Yes. Rain clouds return.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember.
Well, there was one instance of the reversioning additions to it when they were in the little toxic area and they had like the distortion.
That was good. That was good.
I like that. That's another example of how to do it right.
Made it feel more toxic.
Oh, that's true.
I could take that or leave it. I think it's okay. It's less offensive than, you know.
It's not offensive at all.
That's exactly what they need to do.
There's nothing offensive about that.
Well,
although if you're watching it for a while, I start to get dizzy. I was like, okay. All right. Oopsies. All right.
Yeah, they filmed it for like 10 minutes, I guess.
You getting a Pokemon seizure?
Okay. Whatever that is.
You never heard about the Pokemon seizure?
No.
Oh, yeah. Some there effect.
One of the original episodes of that show gave like hundreds of kids in Japan a seizure when they saw it, so they had to pull it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Yeah, some special effect or something. Some sequence.
Some strobe lighting or something like that. It just effed them all up.
They did the same to Power Rangers in Europe because of the same thing. If the effects flash too much, then they got to alter it.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I never heard about that.
Scared of the lawsuits.
Well, yeah.
Scared.
Well, all the dying children. Yeah, that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could. Well, you don't die from a seizure.
Well, yeah.
Well, but if you're a kid, it's highly.
Well, it's not fun. Either way, whether you live or die, I don't think it's an enjoyable experience.
The only one I've ever seen. He wasn't really like spasming or anything. He was just on the ground. It's like he fainted.
Aww.
It's weird.
Well, he's probably spasming internally.
Or I don't know.
His brain spasmed.
It's not like what I stereotypically envision a seizure to be.
Well, yeah, when you're on the ground, like, trembling crazily. Yeah.
It wasn't anything like that. It's just weird.
Like slamming your head against the wall uncontrollably.
Yeah. Speaking of like slamming my head against the wall, let's talk about Zach for a bit. Let's talk about Zach. So, we're up to episode 6. So basically, probably the only characterization that we've gotten about Zach is that he likes dance.
Yep.
And he likes to move.
Yep.
You know, and then like I think it was in the same teamwork episode, like, you know, when the girls are asking, oh, you guys should come with us, you know, blah 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 blah, and then they're going down the line as for the excuses, and then Zach is like, yo, Alpha like wants to meet up with me, like it's really important, and then you cut to the scene and he's dancing,
yeah,
in the command center, just dancing.
Yeah.
No, but that's the thing. It was another episode. What is it? Oh, was it? Yeah, it was a deaf episode. Dancing.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
That's the only character he ever had from day one to the day he left the series.
And that's why when he comes back in the special, the Lost Pilot, he's like, oh, remember my hip-hop keto episodes? Because that's all he has.
Zach had three things. He had dancing, he had Angela, and he had a birthday.
Well, he also had snakes and spiders, I guess, right?
And he had a cousin. He had a cousin, all right?
That should have been the White Ranger. Should have been the White Ranger.
Wow, no. Okay, we get it. Like, he likes to dance. But then, when they add the dance and then, like, the quote-unquote, the ghetto talk? The quote-unquote ghetto talk?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Seriously, like he's in the Zord and he's like, Zach here, I'm moving and grooving. I'm like,
yep. Well, he's the Black Ranger, right? Yes. So that's
Black Ranger because he's black.
I see no problem with this.
What? Well, that's why all these times whenever they do polls and say, what's your favorite ranger? And people always reference all these season one rangers. I'm like, they had like no character. Most of these guys had nothing to them. I don't know how they're your favorite for any reason other than nostalgia.
Yeah, they were the first.
Okay.
Yeah,
exactly. All right. I'm watching this season, you know, with a critical eye again. All right, and I'm gonna see if you're right. I'm gonna see because I seriously don't remember. Well, actually, I didn't watch these episodes when they first aired. I got in later, but like these first episodes are like really boring. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, they are so, because like they there are hardly any fights. Like at least the teamwork episode had a little bit, but I mean they hardly have any fights, and I'm so bored. Oh my god,
the first season is like that.
The fighting does tend to pick up a little bit after Tommy joins the team. I think.
For me, like watching Food Fight, it felt like the Food Fight just like was the whole episode. Yeah, it just felt like it just kept going forever.
You know what the episode was called?
Well, great, but this is also like an action show, and like
that was the action. You didn't want people get creamed with pies?
Well, maybe
and creamed other ways.
It was an episode of Power Rangers called Food Fight, and it heavily featured Power Rangers and a food fight. I think that's pretty good. I think that's what it's supposed to do. Not really.
Oh, it didn't promise you anything more.
Yes. It delivered. It delivered on exactly what it promised. No problems.
No.
Are you waiting for character development?
There was character development. Asian food is hot. That's what you learned.
Still, they never gave a name to the black guy that was part of Bulk's crew. He needed a name.
So did the frizzy haired chick.
That girl didn't.
She had two episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
I forgot how much she was heavily featured in the early days.
Oh my goodness.
We'll just call him Frizzy and Shades.
Frizzy and Shades.
Shades.
Yeah. At least he didn't call him Blackie. Let's Shades. Let's keep Shades. Back to.
Call him Jaws.
I guess it's my favorite episode. No, it was like the end where, like, you know, like in the beginning where like Bulk and Skull, they made that mess or whatever, blah 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 blah. So like, you know, you get back to the last scene of the episode, and you know the Rangers are standing there, and Kaplan is like, who made this mess? And are you gonna clean it up? And so he points, and then like you cut to like Zach pointing to himself, like me, like what me? Me?
Yeah, that's right. Talking to black guy.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Kaplan came off as kind of a douche there. Like, at least he had a reason for blaming the Rangers during the food fight, because they got in on it.
Yeah.
But they didn't do the trash. Why is he yelling at the kids that are nice and have good grades and everybody loves them?
Exactly. The kids that are trying to clean up the earth. Hello? Yes.
You know, two girls that have a petition. Remember them?
And then he is the one that asked them, is this dump site really that bad? So Kaplan, you're the one that needs to clean up the mess, because you don't know nothing. That's what it is. Oh my goodness. And then he's gonna tell the black guy to clean it up. Oh my goodness. Come on.
I didn't even take it that way at all.
I did. I always thought it was weird the first time I saw that episode too. I mean, I'm like, Kaplan, lay off, dude. Come on.
I feel like he comes to work a little bit buzzed, I think. He comes to work a little bit buzzed. He doesn't know where he is sometimes.
No, that toupee is all too tight.
There's nothing wrong with an early morning little nip. That's good.
Yeah, or 12. Little... Yeah.
Oh, yeah. As soon as you get out of your car, you get the old flask.
He's got it in the locked cabinet in his drawer.
He's got it under his toupee.
There is too. Wow. Where no one.
That's why he's so outraged whenever it flies off. He's like, "No, my stash.
Where is my
stash?" It's like always soaking wet because he just wrings it out into his mouth.
Yo, he spiked the punch in Food Fight, because that's exactly what happened. He wrung it out in the poop in the punch.
Oh snap! That's right. Everybody got drunk real quick.
I still can't get over Food Fight Jason with his damn sausages. What the hell was that?
Jutsu right there.
Wow.
Suggested.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. These early episodes, man.
What's up at the end and say, here, Mr. Kaplan, here's a giant piece of bread with like a carrot sticking out of it. It's $20. What? How's that $20?
It's a fundraising thing.
I know. I think they were giving him all of those sandwiches. And he's like, what? And I'm like, look, fool, you are so cheap. What the? Come on.
Come on. Put something in it.
You're the one with a real job. Hello? Come on. Oh, my goodness. Mr. Kaplan, man, he is a douche in these episodes.
Yes.
First, he don't want to clean up the earth, and then he don't want to even buy some equipment for some kids. For the playground, come on. He's like, okay, fine, you know, because you're giving me like, you know, a lot of food, all right, whatever. here's $20, all right. I'll help some kids. Crackhead.
Pudgy pig. Pudgy pig.
It's a good monster. It's a good monster.
Iconic.
Yes.
Very, very iconic. Very iconic. I love how, like, Bulk and Skull, they're first trying to taunt him. Like, as if, like, as if they're going to do anything.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah, well, he's going oink back. Yeah, Bulk, you do that. Oink back. Yes, try to scare him by oinking back. And then he didn't flinch, so they start to run away.
Good times.
Yes.
I love the how, like, they show footage of him, like, going into stores and eating stuff, and Zordon's like, in 48 hours, he will eat the entire world's food supply. And I'm just like, wow, really? That's really...
Yeah, that's really fast. Considering most of it doesn't even go down his throat like the cookie.
Right? It just falls.
He's got little stubs for legs. How is he going to get around the world?
He can fly. You saw the fireball?
Did he? I don't remember. Sure, I'll take your word for it.
It's so true. He can't even eat spicy food, so he can't eat anything. Yes.
We'll survive. Humanity will live on.
I'm shocked that if it takes only 48 hours for him to eat all the food, that in the time it took the Rangers to beat them, he hadn't eaten any spicy food yet. What? Yeah. Come on.
Well, he just avoided it, I guess.
I know, right? But he can't. Notice this stuff, Zordon. Come on, what's your job? Zordon does nothing.
That's why he hired the teens.
That's what I find so funny is, like, there are so many situations where Zordon apparently is just, like, taking it, like, I don't know, a pee break or something, because he's not watching when the monsters, like, kidnap people and, like, do all this stuff.
But yeah, it's like with the weapons. I'm going to wait until you have the entire crap kicked out of you, and then I'll come in and throw you a lifeline. What? Don't know!
Yes, I'm going to wait until you've got into your Megazord and everything, and then pull you out.
You're on the ground bleeding. So,
some horrible, horrible boyfriend, yo. Like, come on.
Seriously.
Abuse.
Zordon is like Siren with the survive cards. Come on.
Wow.
Yes. Oh my goodness. He's just mad because he doesn't have a bionic booty. That's what it is. He's just mad. He's just like, fine, I'll one up her. I will.
Stupid Zordon. Worthless. Absolutely. The best thing you ever did was get killed by Andros.
Oh my god.
No, but Zordon did get smarter, like later on, right? Like, it's only in the beginning when he was like stupid, right? Right? Right?
I think he's more knowing in the earlier stuff.
Wait, say that again?
He's more all knowing these days. And then later on, he gets more stupid. Because then they have to figure out things later on.
Well, that's... Yeah.
I don't know.
It's like he's like, oh, this guy is named Bones, and he can do this, and he can do that. And
right, it's like, on, it's like, where does that come from? Just... Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's why I never really cared when Tommy, like sent Zordon away. Like, what did he ever do for you in the first place? Oh, no, you don't have Zordon. Oh, no.
Oh, that was dramatic at the time. Shoot.
Maybe if Zordon was useful, it would be.
You know what? Okay, let's not go that far.
He is useful sometimes. When the script wants him to be, he's useful. But...
When he needs to bust out a Deo Ex Machina, yeah, sure. He's very useful.
Yeah.
Well. Stupid Zordon.
Okay, you know, so far in the beginning, Zordon, you need to stop with the hash, all right? You need to stop. You know, stop with Kaplan's stash. And,
well, dude, Zordon is in a bong. Look at him.
He's just eternally high.
Yes.
Oh. That was Rita's plan, right? To
That's
basically...
right. Yes. Impair him.
Yes.
Mellow him out.
Yep, Zordon, the planet's destroyed. Oh, chill out. Dude.
Rangers, your task today is get me some Doritos.
I said Cool Ranch.
Before the Pudgy Pig eats them all.
Yes. That's why he wanted them to stop the Pudgy Pig from getting all the food. Yeah.
Stupid high Zordon.
Oh my crap. it's so true. Oh, love it. Love it. Oh my goodness. I can't remember any. Yeah, I think those are like the main points that are just like what? Really? That happened? Okay. Stop being stupid. And stop being funny. No, I'm sorry, but that deaf episode, yo, that's like laugh a minute. I mean, Billy went from like not being able to dance to being able to like break dance.
I know, that was so ridiculous. Like, he just suddenly was like a god at dancing. I was just like, so the deaf girl taught him that in 5 seconds?
Basically.
Where he's like, oh, I don't know, I can't really dance. And then he's like tiptoeing around. And then all of a sudden, cut back. And he's like flipping and like.
Pulls a Zach, you know?
What?
Like, stop taking Zach's personality. Like, what is up with you right now? Like, really? Like, you got the smart one. Like, stick with that.
By the way, they need to come up with a better cutout. You know, because, like, how they have the cutout of the animal and then they show, like, one of the rangers before the credits. Because Zach's looks like a tree with a wang on it.
Yeah, that would look really weird.
That's what?
What? Hold on.
It's true.
Oh, I'll show you.
Oh, my goodness.
What are we talking about?
Tree wang.
That one.
Tree wang.
Oh. Yeah, that doesn't look too.
I thought it was a brain with.
Ooh, yeah, could be a brain wang.
Yeah, it's like Krang.
It's a vaguely Cardiotron.
It's not good, is what it is.
No, it's just not.
By the way, that episode of Press and Engagement had like the worst acting moment ever was when, okay, so Jason's left to fight the monster. Kimberly and Zach get teleported away. They run up to Billy and Trini at Billy's house and they say, Jason's been captured. And Billy goes, oh no. He just really, just like pauses in the deadpan and goes, Oh no.
Lily really doesn't care, I guess.
It's really bad. I actually double-taked and looked at the screen when I heard that because I was looking down, barely paying attention to the episode, and Billy goes, oh no.
Billy's the nerd. He doesn't care if the job is missing. He's like, good riddance.
Why did they run all the way to Billy's house? You have effing communicators.
Wait, what episode was that?
Impressing engagement. When Kimberly and Billy got teleported away from Jason. No. They got sent back to the balance beam for some reason.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They run
The middle of like a busy room and like nobody notices that she just teleported in.
Even if Billy's house is right next to the youth center, use your effing communicator. I don't care.
Let's run all the way there.
Yes.
And while Jason dies or whatever.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, and this was another case of Zordon coming up with something out of nowhere. He's like, oh yeah, there's power crystals. Here they are. What?
And they already used them.
I forgot to tell you guys.
Yes. I forgot the power crystals. Yes. Come on, Zordon. Tell us this crap ahead of time.
For real.
And I like that they're tied up in a bag, and Jason finds them before even opening them. He's like, "Yeah, the power crystals. What?
You don't know what they are. I know. He doesn't know about them.
I don't know.
You know they're the power crystals without opening them. Come on.
Gosh. Oh my goodness.
Totally pulled a summer. Knowing everything ahead of time.
I guess the Rangers come out of the crystal because he like throws them right, and like the other Rangers just show up.
Yeah, I think in Jew Ranger the Rangers were actually there, and he just threw the crystals at them, and they caught them.
Mm.
They made it look like they appeared from the crystals.
Yes, yeah, they came out of them. I guess I don't know.
Which magic? I guess
that's it's magic.
Interesting power.
Oh my gosh! These early episodes, these are
so bad.
I could not defend them.
That's what amazes me most, because these early episodes, you have all the footage to work with. You never used it before.
Right.
You could splice it into anything, and this is what you come up with?
It's well, not back then, they didn't really want
it. I know, but it's not till later episodes, like after Doomsday and before you have Jew 2 footage that you have to cobble stuff together.
Right.
This you should have stuff to work with.
Yes. This is their Kamen Rider, Dragon Knight. Oh my gosh. Oh no. Oh. I don't think it's that bad, but
I'm still not buying this as being Bulk's bench press record. I'm sorry. I know fat people can be strong, but there's no way that's Bulk's bench press record.
Okay, you know, maybe Bulk wasn't always that fat.
Yeah, maybe he let himself somebody go. Did. After he set the record, he's like, I've got nothing to prove.
He's gotten big really quickly, though.
Hey, it could happen.
No, smoothies will do that.
I mean, what, did he set the record when he was 8? And then slowly got big? What?
Look, let me tell you, how many times he crashes into the juice bar and then always coming out with food in his mouth, I'm not surprised.
It's an accident that he got there.
Oh my gosh. Okay, first of all, okay, Zach is doing his moves or whatever. And then, you know, Bulk is doing his moves or whatever. So then, like, Zach is like, okay, let me do a handstand on the top of the table. And then Bulk is like, yeah, I could do that too. Like, fool, if you did it, like, the whole thing would crash to the ground. Like, are you serious?
I did think that, like, as soon as he, like, revved up to go, I was like, oh, that whole thing should, like, part in half or something.
Yeah.
It's like, that's a mother effing Red Sea right there.
How does he get, like, spaghetti in his mouth? What the hell was that?
I don't know.
How do you eat the food you run into?
That's how we got big.
He just kept falling, and it just made him fat.
Falling with his mouth open.
Yep.
Jesus. I still love Bulk and Skull. They're still.
Oh my god.
It's too bad all these years later I actually question this crap. Disappointing.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, I do remember that these episodes get better. I do. Because
okay.
this early stuff is.
I can't wait for the episode where, like, Trini's, like, little cousin or something just
I hate her. I hate that little girl so much.
She gets turned into a cardboard cutout. It's great.
All these one-episode characters are annoying as hell.
And half of them, like, their voices are dubbed over by someone else.
Her? I also hate the girl that Kimberly teaches to cheerlead. Can't stand her.
Oh, yes.
She's ugly, too, that little girl.
Wow.
These little kids, all these little bastards need to be fed to the Tiger Zord.
They had a lot of, like, young friends.
They did.
Morphin.
They did.
To the point where it was creepy.
Yes. It was very, like, you're friends with this many little kids? Like, literally
thought about it.
For real.
Jeez.
Well, when you teach aerobics / dancing, you know, the little kids look up to you.
I guess.
And, you know, the martial arts, they look up to you.
Just
and
don't.
The hip hop keto, they look up to you. And
the spaghetto. I don't know. They spend too much time with these little kids. I don't think the putties are the only things getting stuffed.
Just don't leave them alone in a room. Okay. Just always have somebody. Ernie needs to stay on top of that.
No, Ernie is with them too. He's like high five little curls. Like, come on.
He's hanging out with the teenagers here. He's hanging out with, like, Billy and Kimberly. And
he's hanging out with the. I mean, when they were doing the aerobics thing, he was dancing with the girls, yo. He was getting his jilly on, man.
So I'll give him to you.
Yes. Give you a special shake.
Again, how does anybody say any of these Rangers are their favorites? They're bland and they're pedophiles. How do you like this?
Oh dear.
I don't. Oh god.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing.
That's why I take offense to threads that say, "Who's your favorite Pink Ranger besides Kimberly?" I'm not gonna pick her.
Which,
she's a pedophile.
I don't like conditions either. Regardless,
putting conditions on it. Like, besides this person, because we know everybody's gonna love them. Well, no, I don't love that. Well, I mean, I like her, but I mean, I'm not going to choose her as my favorite. So,
seriously,
I'm gonna choose a character that has personality and does not touch children. That's just me.
She really has personality.
Right. She likes guitars. She likes flowers.
She likes gymnastics. I love how he, like, questions. Oh no, she definitely has a personality. You didn't question the other thing. How she touches children.
No, that's okay. She touches
children. But I think that's maybe
just given.
From my
She's
limited
developing teenager, she has needs. All right.
Oh god. Oh God. But I mean, from my limited memory, I feel like Kimberly might be one of the more developed ones. To take it to a serious moment for a second, I think so. Like, she has her, like, she's into music, right? Isn't she?
Yeah.
She's into everything, though. I mean,
well, yeah.
I think that's a case of she was around for a very long time, so they had to give her tons and tons of random things she likes for one episode.
Right. But I mean, she had like the divorce with her parents, and like they brought that up a couple times, you know, like in a rare case they actually brought it up more than once, you know.
Yeah, but that was creepy though, because then her mom started dating her Uncle Steve.
What?
Wait,
she not the children.
Yeah, he played Uncle Steve and one of his mom's boyfriends.
No, he didn't play French guy. He didn't play French guy.
No, he played a different. He played a boyfriend before French guy.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my
God. I want to see this. Yeah.
Incestuous.
There's some
pedophilia, incest.
I think when he played the boyfriend, he grew a beard or something, or
what?
So he looked different, but
seriously?
It was still Doug.
No wonder she like feels all messed up and junk. I don't blame her. Yo, Kimberly went through a lot. I'm gonna have to change my tune.
And then the cycle of questionable boyfriends is clearly genetic, because then Kimberly went for Tommy. So,
whatever.
The whole family is bad at picking boyfriends.
She took a couple years, but she dumped him.
Yeah, with a letter. What a.
Like, seriously. Like, oh, yeah, you're a brother to me. Oh, yeah, that's. Yeah, here we go. Incestuous right there. She was, like, doing her brother at the time. Yeah. Come on.
You know what? I don't like Tommy, but you don't break up with a dude via letter. Not cool.
I mean, if you've been...
No, you give him a message. At least you give him a call, dude. Like, come on.
You can't text message him. You have to use his beeper. Something from the 90s.
His beeper.
Exactly.
Beeper. Yeah, he uses his beeper, and then he calls you.
Calls you. What's up, Kimberly? Yeah, I'm bringing up with you. Click.
That's what you do. Not in a letter. That's retarded. Please.
I still believe that she didn't even break up with him. It was a plant by Cat.
Oh my gosh. This. I cannot believe you're one of those people.
So sad. So sad.
She forged the letter. Or whatever.
No.
Grabbed like one of her old like math tests or something that she left over her house or something.
No, please. You know one of her math tests is like, math is hard. Let's go shopping.
Yes.
I was going to say, do you really think Kimberly's capable of crafting an entire letter?
Oh.
Maybe her boyfriend helped.
So yeah, to piece it together from like a fashion magazine or something.
Yes, like cut like out a ransom letter. It's like a ransom note.
Dear Tommy.
Kim don't like you. Break up. Bye. So let's add this to all of the original Rangers are bland, pedophiles, and they're stupid. What else do we got?
God.
Holy crap.
Although I still laugh whenever I see that season where the episode where they're running for president and she writes "Don't vote for dummy." I'm like, yeah.
One of my favorite
See,
episodes of all time.
Don't vote.
It says that he has a poster that says vote for Tommy, and she writes on it, so it says don't vote for Dummy.
No, she has stickers, dude. She has stickers.
Yeah, she's whacked
stickers.
It off.
Right, so she can't write. Yes, that's right.
I don't remember that at all.
Oh my goodness. Yes, season two. Let me tell you something. People need to stop hating on season two. Season two brought some of like the best episodes of like all time.
Honestly, season two has a lot of really bad episodes, but I like them anyway. Like, I'm sorry, you are never, ever, ever going to hate on Storybook Rangers around me. Love
exactly.
It.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Storybook freaking Rangers. Are you serious? Yes.
Where they reuse the Primitar?
Oh, I love that. God. That was just...
Storybook Rangers, probably one of the best episodes of all time.
Where they try to shoehorn in, like, the main villains from Die Ranger. That's great.
Oh, yeah.
They shoehorn them into that episode.
And it was like Mondo the Magician, right, or something?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Which it's good that they decided to reuse that name. And
yeah.
So yeah,
Well, they must be related, like Vengix. Oh!
I'm sure there's somebody's, like, convoluted, like,
one
theory.
One was a magician, one was a machine. It's different.
But they're both demons, so they must be the same.
What's his name? Was metal-faced. So, you know, you never know.
Oh, they're both machines.
Yes.
Mondo the Magician could have created Mondo the Machine. You don't know. He didn't.
Exactly. It was a two-parter. He had to take the time. Let me tell you, Storybook Rangers, yo, that is my joint right there, yo. That is my joint.
Yeah. Wild West Rangers is good, too.
That's right. That's
oh my
right.
God.
Oh my goodness. No. Okay. For real, like,
dude,
I
cowboy
actually...
putties. Cowboy putties.
Dude.
Oh, wow.
I like it because she's walking around like all slutty looking, and all the townspeople are looking at her like, oh my God, what is she wearing?
and they let a black person walk around in the open? I mean, what was that about?
Yeah, that was kind of interesting.
That's right, Miss Alicia. That's right.
She bought her freedom. She was rich.
Civil rights. Civil rights.
That's always my favorite. Every time they go back in time, I'm like, what is the black person doing there?
Exactly. Like, what is... This is not...
So protesty. Like, when they fight the giant rat people. I like that one.
Oh, God.
The giant rats.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, see? I cannot wait for season two. Like, seriously. I'm, like, itching.
And honestly, how clever is it? White stranger?
I like it.
White stranger. So clever. So clever.
Of course it is.
And we all know season two did give us Rocky just wants to have fun, so don't hate.
I can hate on that, though. I can really hate on that.
I don't really remember.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I know the name, obviously, and no, there's, like, this famous gif of him, like, running by or whatever, but I don't remember.
No, the one I hate on is Where There's Smoke, There's Fire. I hate on that one.
Oh, with Aisha.
Aisha like does fire prevention. I hate
and
her.
She's like really angry with Tommy. Like, oh my goodness, don't you take this seriously? Like, oh my goodness, blah 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 blah.
It's fire.
Like,
okay.
Seriously,
it's
chick.
Fire.
Like, you're the new chick. You need to calm down. Calm down.
You need to know your place.
No talk to
Tommy F and Oliver. You need to stay in line.
You need to stay in line, little girl. You need to stay in line.
You're talking to the guy that Zordon just randomly made leader, and then Jason had to take it like a so. He's pretty powerful.
Terrible.
Not randomly intentional. Intentional. Very intentional.
I still can't get over Jason. Jason's. That's awesome. Yeah.
That was insulting.
My friend deserves this. He's the
best. I don't like Jason, but come on, dude, stand up for yourself.
Well, just Zordon, like, just deciding that he's the new leader, like, after he's been gone for like I don't know how long.
Hello, new powers, awesomeness, new leader, that's right.
Screw your powers.
Antiquated crap, get to the side.
Wow. Maybe Jason was crying on the inside. He was just trying to put on a brave face. He was like, this is great.
You don't mess with Tommy. You don't mess with Tommy. He's got like a halter top shield. That's pretty cool.
Not the show.
His sports bra shield, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
Whoa. Well, seriously, why doesn't that thing go down farther? What is that?
You can't go down too far. You already have a belly button.
No, you're not.
Sure you are.
Maybe you're at the belly button. Good Lord, it's too small. Go to your belt. Go to your belt.
It won't.
You need a little break.
Or at least go at least lower like the Gold Ranger. Come on.
Well, that's not lower, is it? I don't think so.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is. It's very much lower.
It's higher cut.
It's like round.
It's very much lower. It has the sides in the back. Have you ever seen the Gold Ranger?
Yeah.
Apparently not. You need to go look at a picture of him right now.
Not really.
Because you're wrong.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Speaking of the Gold Ranger, though, Brad Hawkins has been,
Oh, God, yeah.
That's right. Brad Hawkins, Gold Ranger. Okay, gotcha.
I know, it took a while. It took a while. I know. Oh.
Better make a few steps.
Okay. Yes, for those who don't know, he voiced the Gold Ranger while they were still, you know, we didn't know who he was. Still. Anywho, but yeah, so a couple of days ago, got a little rare, little gem. Little moment. Okay, so let me bring up this thread here, you know, because for what I learned, that this was from some guy from like the Something Awful forums, and he was like, yeah, my friend Mike, you know, you know, he was one of the VR trooper guys. I'm like, wait, Michael Bacon. Michael Bacon. Like, mm-hmm. The Michael Bacon. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah, the Michael Bacon.
The Michael Bacon. And then randomly, like, when you, if you try to Google Michael Bacon, like, you come up with some white guy who's like a musician. I'm like, oh crap. Seriously? Well,
maybe Kevin Bacon's brother or something.
Yeah.
Sure you weren't looking at Michael Bolton?
No.
Kevin Bacon's brother. I'm like,
God. Okay.
So, you know, no, the Michael Bacon, right? So, you know, in the forum, they posted that, you know, he was friends with him, like, in college or something. And you know, Mike didn't really want to talk about VR Troopers or whatever, but then he slowly talked about it. And then, like, Mike had this video that he didn't want to really put up. But then, like, people kept egging him on, like, put it up, whatever. And so finally, the Michael Bacon uploaded it to YouTube, and it is a cast dub over some episode. I don't remember which episode it was, but a cast dub when, like, they found out, hey, show's canceled, goodbye. So yes. According to this guy, you know, they're all drunk and crap, went into a studio and then dubbed, and it was like the most, words can't even explain.
It was amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah, and then, it, like, was. It was pretty awesome.
And then in the video they tacked on, so it was like a dub, and then they tacked on some outtakes, which I love. But Brad Hawkins, he is one filthy mother bleeper.
I know, I love awesome. It. I love it.
And then the Asian dude, who's a sensei or whatever, I mean, he talking about K-Y Jelly.
Yes. That was awesome.
Yes.
And then they took mad jabs and, like, Power Rangers. I was like, what?
I like those
are
funny.
Oh my goodness. I mean, there's a lot of, I mean, of course, you know how, you know my stance about the profanities and stuff. I was like, all right.
The more the better.
I get it.
Yes.
Like, really, I mean, Brad Hawkins, every other word was effa, 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 effa.
It was great.
Effa.
Yes.
It got a little old.
Effa.
No, shut up, Spy.
No, I like the first one. Like, when he's doing his little, his monologue or whatever, he's like, every time I hear that, I think about you, Dad. But where the f*** are you?
Yes.
That was hilarious.
Yes.
But, you know, once you keep going on and on, then it's like, all right, you've worn out the welcome.
No, you haven't. No, you
although no, what was one of the funny things is when they're what were their foot soldiers called? What were they called?
Scugs.
Whatever. So they're in the dojo, and of course, so it's JB, Ryan, and Asian guy, you know, duking them out or whatever. And then so, like, the camera goes on to, like, you know, JB kicking butt or whatever. And then Ryan's like, no, camera on me. Oh yeah, that's right. Me. I was like, that's exactly what that is. Yep. Mm-hmm. Because it's everything about Ryan and his daddy troubles and woes and tribulations.
God, this show had no plot.
It had that plot. And a father plot, which, you know, didn't get resolved till, like,
they
forever.
they never ever made any headway on until they quickly find him and he quickly leaves.
Yeah. No, that's true.
Give him my dad. Oh, for my dad. Oh, bye, Dad. Bye.
Yes.
I do remember, I mean, when watching the dub, I was like, yo, this doesn't hold up well at all.
Season two holds up better than season one.
Oh my goodness, like, at all. Like, yeah, we made fun of, like, just made fun of MMPR or whatever, but at least, like, like, there was, like, a production.
Dude, trust me. Like, a year ago, I rewatched every single episode in the span of, like, 2 weeks. And it's bad. It's really bad. It's really effing bad. It's the same crap every episode, and it doesn't even have, like, I don't know what is it. What I don't know what it is that makes Power Rangers less annoying. I don't know what it is, but
there's more production. Like, there was more money. Like, seriously. Like, you just, I mean, you look at VR Troopers and you're like, did they really have, like, no money for this show? Like,
yeah, VR Troopers was so bad about reusing the footage. I mean, they would use the same kill shot in every single episode. The same, the 50, you know, the same 5 minutes of footage would always be used of them changing, then going and fighting the Skugs in that little world, and then jumping into their big plane, and then same exact stuff over and over and over again. It's real, real bad.
Well, they had, I mean, they had, they did have the disadvantage of having two different shows and trying to make it look like it was like all the same crap.
That was a dumb idea to begin with. I don't know why they did that.
Yeah. I mean, because, like, JV and Caitlin would always go off their way, and then Ryan would go off his way, and they'd never, ever fight together unless they're in that weird, like, Power Ranger, like, weird costume place, whatever it was.
Why couldn't they make a show that just had two people?
Yeah.
Why did it have to have three?
You gotta have the chick.
I mean, you could still do a guy and a chick. It would be a guy and a chick because the original footage was a show with a guy and a chick.
Yeah.
And then there was a second show that was just a guy, so it was two guys and two chick and a chick now.
Yeah.
And then he had to have his costume destroyed, and he got a new one that looked nothing like his old one because they had to pick a third show apart.
Yeah. So it was three different shows.
Wow.
By the end of it, yeah. So.
Yeah, no, I mean, and then, like, with what's-his-face, like, the villain, I mean, I know when I was watching it back in the day, it was like, it looked really horrible, but, like, it looks really horrible. It really does.
Yeah.
It looks, oh, boy. And then, like, I don't know, for some reason, like, when I was watching VR Troopers, I was like, man, this is so cool. They're older, and they got jobs, and it's all cool.
I like that.
And JB is looking good and stuff, and then looking just back, I'm like, yo, what with JB? What is up with his eyebrows? He needs to, like, do something about that junk. I'm like, ugh, I just lost all my...
Mm-mm. Yeah, VR Troopers was one of those syndicated shows, so it was always on, like, a different time in every single city. And for me, it was on at, like, 6 in the morning. Some crap like that.
That was really weird.
It was on, like, right before I went to school.
Dang.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I remember watching it, like, afternoons, I think.
Probably. Everybody had it at a different time. Just whatever time your station felt like putting it on.
Putting it on, yeah.
Hmm.
It wasn't a set time slot.
Oh, boy. That, oof, boy.
I mean, I remember there were some times where, because sometimes when they have football games on Sunday, like, one station has the early game and one station has the later game. So once your game is over, they can put on whatever the hell they want for those couple of hours. And sometimes they would put on VR Troopers.
Just throw it on.
Just like, yeah, it would be like, okay, here's an episode of VR Troopers followed by an episode of Young Hercules or whatever it was called.
Oh,
or...
yes.
Oh. Now that was a kid's show that had Ryan a production Gosling. Value.
That yeah, but the, and then before that, they would show like an episode of Xena. I'm like, that's not a kid's show. Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's not really. Although, I mean, it is kind of cartoony in a lot of ways.
Just
but...
put like any random like fantasy type of show they had, they just throw it on in that 2 or 3 hour block.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for us, if that was the case, then like they would put on Power Rangers. So I'm like, what?
Yeah. So sometimes I saw Samurai Pizza Cats.
Oh God, that is the show that replaced Sailor Moon. Like way back in the day, when Sailor Moon was first on, I was so pissed off because I was like, yes, finally we're gonna get up to the new episodes after showing reruns forever, and then it's Samurai Pizza Cats, and that's not cool.
Yeah, that was back in the day when I didn't understand the whole concept of they've only ordered a certain number of episodes, so when you get to the last one, they're just going to go back to the first one.
Yes.
Because they did that with Dragon Ball Z to me like twice, and I was so pissed off.
Yeah.
Because like, for some reason, they stopped ordering Dragon Ball Z right at the time when like Goku's arrived on Namek, and he's fighting the Ginyu Force, and they're attacking him, and that's the last episode.
Like, yeah, what? Really random. What? Like, okay, let's just stop now.
Well, it's because they ordered 2 26 episode seasons, and then they cut the episodes up, and so that's where they ended after 2 26 episode seasons cut up.
Yeah,
it was like what? Just, no, no. Yeah.
Just whatever's there.
Spy.
Yeah.
I was like, did he die again?
Yes. God, what other show did they did that with Dragon Ball Z? Yes, Sailor Moon was one of those two. They did that. And I'm like, where the hell is the new crap?
Yes.
And that was a show where I just stopped watching it. And then like a few years ago, they released uncut DVDs, and I bought all of those. I don't know what was up with that. They released that uncut set, but like, the only place I ever saw them was at Best Buy, and every Best Buy had like one or two copies of it, and then they never had any more.
Yeah, I never even saw it, physically saw it, so...
It's the same thing how I have an uncut set of Ronin Warriors. They released it once.
Oh, wow.
Dude,
it's probably not available at all anymore, but...
Dude, I treasure my Ronin Warriors DVDs. That show was the bomb.
That was always on at, like, dawn or something, so I would have to, like, force myself to wake up and try to watch it, like, really sleepily.
If for me, that was on at, like, 11 a.m. on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why it's like, oh, okay, Ronin Warriors, all right, I'll watch that.
Yeah, here's, there was nothing on Sundays.
No, it was weird. It was like, oh, here's all the religious shows, and then we'll cut to Ronin Warriors. Yeah. then we'll cut to football.
We had Techno Man, which was like the best show ever, but nobody knows it.
we had Mighty Max. Remember Mighty Max?
Oh, yeah, that was early too.
Yeah.
Mighty Max. I never watched this show. I don't know what it was. It was these two cats, and they had like spaceships.
SWAT cats.
SWAT cats. That's what it was. Yes.
I love that show.
I vaguely remember it, but I know I liked it. I can't remember like anything about it though.
Yeah, it was really stylish. And like...
I know they showed on Boomerang now.
Do they?
Yes, but it's like at like 2 a.m.
Great.
you're SWAT cats.
I watched a lot of Cartoon Network back in the day. Cartoon Network. I didn't watch much of the like the regular network cartoons. Cartoon Network and Disney.
See, I never had any of that, so I just had to watch Fox.
Oh yeah, you didn't have cable.
No, I had none of that stuff.
I mean, how about like during like the Toonami era? Did you have that?
That's when I first got Cartoon Network.
The first time I had anything besides basic TV was 2002.
Jeez.
Oh, yes. Speaking of, now that you have a cable, you are going to be taping. Yes, you are. Or else I will come and kill you myself. I will.
You mean with like an actual videotape?
A videotape, whatever. DVR, whatever.
DVR.
I don't have a DVR.
Whatever you need to do, tape that crap. You better
you want to buy me a DVR?
For the people who don't know, okay, first of all,
you can buy me a
Jason
DVR.
Frank, whatever. Please. Jason David
Frank is
going to be having a fight with some black dude, right? Which that'll go off great. Anyway, so he's going to have a fight. And at first it wasn't going to be televised, but now it's going to be televised. It's only going to be on HDNet, which is only on, like, what, one freaking, like, cable
Direct
provider.
DirecTV.
Well, DirecTV and I think Fios, too, right? I think they both have.
I don't know what that is.
So, Verizon. So, basically, I don't have, because we just switched over from Fios to Cablevision, and I'm so pissed off because I like Fios, and my mom's like, no, let's go back to Cablevision. I'm like, anyway, so Jer is going to be recording it for me, or else I will kill you. So,
if I can figure out how to record it, I will.
How to record it? You put the tape in.
How do you record it? You don't. You need instructions on how to record something?
I need to go find my VCR.
Oh my gosh.
Jeez.
Find your VCR, get a tape, tape it, or you die.
And I need to go upstairs because for some reason if you don't, because the upstairs TV is the only one that has HD, so if you aren't using the actual HD receiver, you can't get that channel.
Well, that's
so like downstairs. Downstairs I don't get the channel, but upstairs I do.
Okay, well upstairs you better hook that up. Hook it up. All right, I cannot miss this at all. I need to find out if JDF either gets beaten by or beats up the black guy.
Preferably beaten by.
If I can set it up, I will tape it and mail you my tape.
Okay, not if, then, because you will do it, because you are my friend, and you don't want me to kill you.
I don't know how to record. Like, there's too many remotes.
Oh my god.
Too many remotes.
Someone can range record so I'm gonna hook it up.
Jeez.
See, so far, nobody is like, they're like, I don't get the channel. My husband won't let me upgrade. I'm like, what the fuck? Goodness, somebody.
Honestly, Lisa, if you search around the internet enough, you can probably find it for free as it airs a live stream.
Well, true, but then that would mean I have to look for it, and I don't know about that stuff. See, like, you know about the live streams. I don't know about the live streams.
Like, they probably
will find it. He's always hooking us up with video links.
They probably have it on Sopcast.
On who? What?
Sopcast. It's a program you download, and it gives you access to all these different stations from like around the world to all these sporting events and whatever.
Really? I don't know, but you know what? Like HD net, like not many people have HD. That's my problem. Like, if it was like a regular channel, then it'd be.
I mean, if I can get it to work, I'll tape it and send it to you. But I bet you anything, somebody else will get it first.
Well, you know what? Do your job as my friend, and then I don't have to kill you. Like,
someone else will probably actually DVR it, so the quality is good.
I don't care. I just want to see if he beats up the bad guy.
I don't want to see it if he wins. I want to see it if he loses.
Oh my goodness! All you have to do is just pay back, and then you don't have to watch it. All you have to do is like, oh, he's all right, big guy. Big bad guy, because he's only the only black guy gonna be there, so okay, fine. And then you just take it off, tape it, send it to me. You don't have to watch it. I'll watch it.
When is it?
The fight is the 30th. I don't know if it's gonna be live taping. I don't know if they're gonna, you know, that's the thing, we don't know, but you just gotta hook me up. Sam, he making his MMA debut. I want to see if he's gonna, you know, beat up the black guy. That's what I'm saying. Because like, it's on that big old freaking poster, and it's like, you know, him with his baby face tattoo and black guy. I want to see that. If it was some other white guy, I'm like, ah, black guy.
Because it's a black person.
That would like that.